there is a right way and a wrong way to do a breakup, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I got called out yesterday for doing it the wrong way.
Who called you out? Your new girlfriend?
No, actually, a friend of mine. I was actually talking to him about her, and he brought up the fact that there's still photos of me and my ex-girlfriend on my Facebook page.
Ooh, there is?
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Not cool, bro. Not cool. You didn't delete those right after you broke up?
No, I have no. Why? Why would you do
that? Untag yourself?
No, well, I've never thought of doing that before. Is this a thing that people do?
Yes.
That's really?
The first thing I did after my breakup. A big one where we did it for years. Yeah, I untagged myself off of everything.
Just slash and burn.
Yep, bye.
Really? Okay.
Less evidence that it ever happened.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. It's like, well, you can delete all the photos you want. You can burn all the stuff you want. Well, it still happened.
True, but I don't need a reminder of it on my timeline and Facebook.
Hold on. It's not like I'm sitting on my computer every day staring at pictures of me and my ex-girlfriends just... Oh, I remember the times. It's there.
But how does your new girlfriend know that? Any girl who looks at your Facebook profile know that?
Well, I've got a theory on that of why you should not delete those pictures of your ex really quick. But I do want to know, Megan says you must delete. That is the first thing. Is that before or after giving them their stuff back? Do you immediately go and just slash and burn?
Oh, done. Yep, done.
Okay. Club PXY Safe text line 69822 and 222-9800 if you want to jump in.
Quite literally took those photos, mm-hmm. pulled them off of Facebook, put them on a little thumb drive that I threw in the garbage.
Wow.
Yep. Bye-bye.
It wasn't enough to just delete.
Nope.
You had to physically destroy them.
Nope. Physically destroyed with a box of all of their crap. See you later. Bye.
I was completely unaware this was like part of the breakup protocol mm-hmm. In the new social media world that we're living in.
Corey, are you that oblivious to know that girls who you date don't want to see pictures of you and your ex-girlfriend on your Facebook page?
Well, I have a good reason why. Okay. I am 34 years old. I have never been married. Mm-hmm. I don't have any kids. There's already a bit of a stigma attached to that something must be wrong with him. Now, let's throw into the mix what everyone does, the old Facebook stalking. So you meet somebody that maybe you think there's some potential in. Maybe there's a possibility of a relationship developing. And you go down the old rabbit hole. You do the old Facebook stalk. I know you have the skills for this, Megan. I'm
really good at the deep creep.
Mm-hmm, the deep creep skills are strong. And you go through and you're looking through all the photos. Wouldn't you find it peculiar if there wasn't one photo with a girlfriend?
No.
You wouldn't?
Because I would assume that you just deleted them like I did.
Really? See, my thought process is, well, at least that proves that, at least for a short time, a woman
was possible.
Was able to put up with me, right?
Here's what I would think, though. I know that's logical, and mm-hmm. I can see why some people may think that is a positive, showing you were in a relationship. I would think, all right, 34-year-old man, still single.
Yeah.
Let's deep creep on this Facebook page, see what's up, see if I can figure something out.
Sure.
And there's photos of you and your ex-girlfriend. I would think, oh, that's why. He's obviously still in love with her.
Okay. Maybe this is where the men's thought process and the women's thought process differs. You immediately go to that. That's the first thought.
So let me get this right. Your new girlfriend, does she not know or does she not care?
She's creeped on my Facebook page, so I assume she's seen them. She hasn't brought it up.
Huh. Interesting.
I just don't see I don't really see the big deal. Like, again, it's a part of your past. Just because you delete those photos doesn't mean it didn't happen.
True. But frankly, it's just not something that I want to be reminded of myself if I go through that breakup. And it's not something that I want to inflict on other people and have them ask about it. It's something I never want to talk about again.
Once you go through it, you want to pretend like it never, ever happened.
Yep.
Like people are comparing this. My friend was telling me this. It's like, dude, this is like having up photos in your place of you and your ex. Like, no, this is not even close to the same thing.
It's putting up photos in your place that the entire world sees. It's even worse.
I look at Facebook as kind of like it's a journal. Like, it's a journal of our lives, mm-hmm. right? So you can go through and kind of remember you know, that year I did this and I did that. Aren't these important steps that you should not forget about?
No.
Because every relationship, Megan, you learn lessons from it. No matter how good, no matter how bad, no matter how terrible the breakup was, there was still positive things to take away from those relationships.
Mm-hmm. I learned that I never want to see him again. So, like, take away every tagged photo that I possibly can.
Okay.
I don't want to see his stupid face anymore.
Club PXY Safe text line 69822. There's some crazies that are on your side. This person put the photos in a flash drive as well, only instead of in the garbage, they threw it in the river.
Yeah.
That is littering. That is not cool. This text. Okay, what do you think of this? Is this a happy medium? This person says they make albums only available for their viewing. They're kind of going with my point. It's my past. It's a learning experience, and it helps me remind me that I used to like something about that person and did not hate them for the things they've done.
Not me.
No,
not me.
Just hate.
I understand the logic. I have albums with photos where I think I look fat that are private, but besides that, no.
Like, you do not. Really?
Sure. Every unflattering photo of myself gets tagged in another album.
You have got to be kidding me.
The public ones are the ones that are where I'm in college and I weigh like 20 pounds less. Those are the ones that everybody can look at. Nobody needs to see pictures of me and my ex-boyfriend. They need to see when I was hot.
I can't
priorities.
Do that. I don't know what's sadder.
What? Is that sad?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Do you go back and look at those photos?
Sure. If I need a little self-esteem boost. What? Because it's not as sad to go back and look at photos of you and your ex-boyfriend?
I said I didn't.
Or ex-girlfriend?
It's just there. It just documents my life. It happened. I mean, I don't know. And again, I have not gone through terrible, horrific breakups. So maybe that's the difference between you and I, Megan.
And you also look at Facebook differently. You know, yeah. You look at Facebook as a journal of your life. I look at it for fake news and remembering people's birthdays. So that's different for me. I don't need that on there.
The true reason.
Yeah.